in the fabled land of Northern California. Nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xenial. But what is a Xenial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xenial Chronicles. This is James.
And this is Mike.
And, this week we're going to talk about what I'm sure many of you have noticed when you go out to do your shopping now. And that is, we are headlong into the, how do I want to put it the right way? The buy a bunch of useless crap to decorate your house with season. Is that right?
I mean, is that a good way to put it? I'm right on the heels of starting that off. Like, I just
Here's the thing. In stores like the stores we, you know, in the stores we go to shop at, like the Targets and the Walmarts and the, you know, the Croc stores and stuff like that. Throwback to last week's episode.
Yeah, nice throwback. Well done.
Thank you. I try. There's shelves that are set aside that throughout the majority of the year, you get a lot of clearance stuff. You get it's the seasonal area, right?
Right.
And there's clearance stuff that's put there. There's the various seasonal things, like summertime. They put, you know, barbecue and camping stuff there, like with still this mythology that you need to go camping during the summertime. You know when you need to go camping, Mike?
When?
Do you really know?
When?
Never. Because we have houses to live in now. We don't have to sleep on the ground. Unless you're like people that I know who they're not sleeping on the ground, they're luckily sleeping in hotels. Unless you're like people like that I know that recently had their house burned to the ground and were on the news. Did I tell you about that, Mike?
Okay, so this took an extremely dark turn out of nowhere.
I'm going to take a little sidebar for some information that I wanted to talk about it at another time, but I'm going to take a little sidebar and we'll get back to my main point. I did want to say that there was two news stories a week or two ago that may have been on the local Sacramento area news that I was actually somewhat involved with. One of these stories was a story about a house that burnt to the ground overnight.
Hold on, well, stop. To the ground. Stop.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to preface something about a story about a house burning to the ground and say that you were involved in it.
I can explain.
Probably should.
I can explain. These are people that I know that their house burned, and it was
terrible.
It was an accidental fire. It may not have burned all the way to the ground, but it burned pretty bad. It destroyed the majority of the house.
That's considered a
total loss. But what was interesting about it is that happened at like about 4 a.m. The fire did. And so that next, you know, the next morning, it was one of the main stories on the news. Mm-hmm. Well, not main stories, but it was a story. There were news crews there. It did pop up on the news. Luckily, the people I knew that were involved had contacted us beforehand to let us know, yeah, this happened and we're all okay. Everybody was okay. Nobody was injured. But it will be on the news. So I just wanted to let you know before you saw it and wondering if it was us, it was us. But the day before that, I had been on my way home from work, and it had been a specifically trying day for the wife and the kids here at home. So I was trying to get home from work relatively quickly, and I end up stuck in traffic on the freeway, and bad traffic, like traffic is stopped. Mm. And so in this area of the freeway, if traffic is completely stopped, and this is an area where one highway splits into two highways.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, both go towards the Sacramento area, but one goes one direction towards the Sacramento area. One drives basically near your house and then goes to the Sacramento area, okay, or a different part of the Sacramento area. So you know where I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're backed up traffic there, most likely it's an accident. And it was a very, very bad accident. It was an accident in which a man driving a truck that was towing a stolen trailer behind him.
Oh.
Police had tried to pull him over for the stolen trailer.
Oh, this is a chase.
He fled, ended up hitting a car with two women in it, a mother and daughter.
Oh, no.
Who sadly did not survive.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
And I happened to be literally If I had been on the freeway 15 minutes earlier than I was, I may have been involved in the accident. It's possible I could have been involved in it. I
oh, my God.
Right as it happened. So I spent about 45 minutes parked, basically, on the freeway until they were able to clear enough of the accident to get people around. And when I saw the car that that I later found out the women had been in, the roof was completely sheared off of it.
Oh, my God.
So I knew there were two ambulances that went by to the scene and then went back towards the where the hospital was located. There was about six or seven highway patrol and sheriff's department vehicles that went by getting to the scene. They were, you know, up on the shoulder and stuff getting to the scene. It was horrific. And of course, on the news the very next day. But to have both of those things happen in very quick proximity to be on the news, it was an interesting thing, to say the least.
Yeah.
Interesting thing.
That's terrible. But
anyway, it was a little thing I wanted to share of, like, you never know when these type of things can happen that you'll be closely evading a possible disaster. And in both cases, maybe I was never at the house that burned, but I very well know people that were there and had to experience this fire and the fear and
God,
terror
that's terrible.
From that. And just have both those things kind of happen within a short period of time in relation to each other, that would have been I can say this much, at least. One of the people that was at the house that caught on fire is a person that lives in my house. So,
whoa,
within my household, we were that close. I was very close to being involved in an accident, and that person had a situation they were involved in that they luckily escaped without any harm to themselves and harm to anybody else there. That's the biggest upside of the fire situation, is nobody was hurt, nobody died, just property was lost. And while property loss is a major thing, it's nothing compared to loss of life in those situations. And as we've discussed before, life is more important than property, people. Life yeah, is more important 100%. Than property.
Yes, absolutely, without question.
But to have I think this adds more context, knowing that the person that was there at the fire was in my house. This would have been a hell of a thing to happen within our household, and both those items mm-hmm. ended up being newsworthy items. It's a really weird day, you know, really weird 24 hours of, like, wow, we two people in our household averted disaster that could have been really bad for the whole household.
My God.
But anyway, back to my point, the original point, which was the change in our stores. I know we took a little bit of a deviation. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had to share.
No, yeah, for sure. I understand that entirely.
The change in our stores that's happening, of course, because of the incoming holiday season. And again, you have those areas that are the seasonal areas of the store, and they put all the different things out. But as usual, once September starts, once they get done with all the back to school stuff, which I had my rant about the back to school stuff, that's on a previous podcast. Hopefully, if you're listening to us on anywhere, you can go check us out on our YouTube page and see all of our previous podcasts.
Yeah.
The one where James is ranting about back to school stuff. And like it and subscribe and
yeah.
do another thing, which we'll talk about later in the episode.
I like that. Early pitch.
Anyway, now, of course, once the back to school stuff is done and we get into September, we get the rollout of the holiday season stuff. And it's funny how it rolls out often, because what I've seen recently is I've seen that you get the Halloween stuff that rolls out at the same time.
Yeah.
As the Thanksgiving stuff anymore.
Dude, don't okay, get not just Halloween, Halloween, not just Thanksgiving.
Are you seeing the Christmas stuff?
Oh, yeah. There's a Christmas aisle right next to the Halloween aisle at the Target that's in town.
Already?
Yes. Wow. Christmas stuff and Halloween stuff are next to each other now.
Well, I obviously look forward to... Actually, I don't know if it's obvious, but I'll make it obvious. I and my wife look forward to the release of all the Halloween stuff.
Same.
Thanksgiving stuff pay absolutely no attention to. Oh, look, it's something else that has multicolored leaves on it. Great. I really want multicolored leaves on all my crap. No, screw all the Thanksgiving decorations. Only one thing that's important about Thanksgiving, that's getting your damn turkey. Otherwise, decorations are meaningless. Get the damn turkey.
Yeah, because here's the deal. You got Halloween, and then you start decorating for Christmas after Halloween's over. And it's just kind of like, no, I don't. Just feel like
No, you don't.
Well, you don't actually. I'm sorry. Let's take this back. Let's take this back. I personally like the Halloween decorations more.
Well,
period.
We'll start decorating for Christmas
after Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
That's what I meant to say. You start decorating for
You're rising it up in me, man. There's two of these holidays.
I personally prefer things. I know a lot of people that tend to do that, but I personally prefer leave the damn Halloween decorations up for a little bit and then don't decorate for Christmas until after Thanksgiving.
Okay, leaving the Halloween decorations up for a little bit. We'll get to that one. That's a whole day.
Okay.
But
okay.
You are right. You are right. And I will say it. Even if you won't, I will say it. Anybody who decorates for Christmas before Thanksgiving is wrong.
Yes.
Yes, I know it's your own house, your own personal thing. I don't care. You're still wrong. You can be wrong in your own house, and that's fine. You're still damn wrong. You do not decorate for Christmas until after Thanksgiving is over. Also, there's these two holiday things that really tick me off because you have to wait for certain days till you do certain things. Again, do not decorate for Christmas until after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And do not watch Nightmare Before Christmas until after Halloween. It is not a Halloween movie. It is a Christmas movie.
Really?
The movie starts as Halloween is ending. So you can watch it either late on October 31st, preferably start watching it on November 1st. You can watch that on November 1st with cake and ice cream. I'm not going to say why, but you know why. another one of our little secret things.
Nice. Well done. Thank you.
Yeah. Make sure people hear about that.
Yes. I will make sure people appreciate it.
So you can start that on November 1st or again, late October 31st, and you can watch it all the way up until Christmas Day. That is the time to watch it. We would get people. This pissed me off so much when we worked at Blockbuster. We'd have people in there on October 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. I want to get Nightmare Before Christmas so we can watch it for Halloween. It's not a Halloween movie. What do you mean it's not a Halloween movie? It's not a Halloween movie. It's a Christmas movie.
Did you hear, actually, I don't know if I shared this with you or not, sidebarring, based on the Nightmare Before Christmas thing, did you hear about the live performance supposed to be happening?
Is it another one of those like the Grinch Live?
Oh, God, no. Well, I mean, somewhat, but here's the deal. This was supposed to happen in 2020, but the pandemic sidelined it. Okay. It is a live performance, a live like Broadway stage performance. It's taking place in Hollywood, though, of The Nightmare Before Christmas. But the cast, Danny Elfman is playing Jack Skellington.
Okay, I'm done. I'm happy.
Ken Burns is also playing Oogie Boogie.
Okay.
And Weird Al Yankovic is playing Locke.
Okay.
They're the only people that have been actually announced as far as when this podcast is being recorded. They're the only people that have been announced. And I'm like, it's a two-night only, and I think it already got sold out.
All you needed to tell me was that Danny Elfman was playing Jack. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I was like, shut up.
As long as Danny Elfman, Jack. That's no offense to Chris Sarandon who did Jack's speaking voice.
Yeah,
but Danny can work Jack's speaking voice. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you need Danny Elfman to be there to sing that. And if not, then it's not worth my time and effort.
Right.
But anyway. Now, again, it's not a Halloween movie. It's a damn Christmas movie. Respect that it's a Christmas movie. But
fair.
Back to the point that you said about leaving the Halloween decorations up a little bit longer. See, this is why my wife and I, look forward to the Halloween decorations. Because the Halloween decorations are like half of each of our decorating aesthetic for the whole house. Year round.
So you don't have to work at decorating for Halloween. You're already decorating the house for that. You just put a couple things up outside, I'm assuming.
Yeah. We just decorate outside, but we have things that like we found a front doormat that has a skull on it, and it's got purple and green smoke around it, and it says welcome foolish mortals.
We bought it
not to be our Halloween doormat, but to be our all-time doormat. when they put up all the witchy stuff and the Ouija board stuff and all the different, you know, things that people hang up for Halloween. Yeah, we hang those up all year long. And I was clear about this. This is half of my decorating aesthetic and half of my wife's. And it's funny about it is half of mine is the kind of the Halloween-y, witchy, ghouly, ghastly type of thing. Like if I was designing rooms in my lottery winning house and whatnot, I would be using a kind of gothic color palette, and it would be various shades of grays and purples and thick fabrics, and it would look like it would look like a gothic mansion. That's kind of the direction I would go.
Okay.
And then have its little hidden gems of total geek out rooms with Star Wars and comic book shit everywhere. Just everywhere.
Yeah.
Because that's the other half. One half of my aesthetic is this dark and gloomy kind of gothic-y thing. The other half is, you know, basically everything that Disney owns now. That's the best way to describe it.
Everything that Disney owns now. No, good call, yeah.
And the one thing that Disney can't get its hands on that Warner Brothers still is clutching onto.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, I've always been more Marvel than DC. Doesn't mean I don't like DC. I'm just more Marvel.
understood.
Those are the two halves of my decorating aesthetic. Now the fun part of this is my wife. Half of her decorating aesthetic is this kind of witchy gothic kind of thing.
Yeah.
The other half of it is rainbows and butterflies. So like, she would be totally cool with me decorating half the house in this gothic style.
Mm-hmm.
And then like for her, if we had like a second story, even like any house that we buy with a second story, we will eventually take the stairs. And instead of most people like have carpeting on their stairs, we will put wood on the stairs. And then she wants she would like the stairs to be painted the face, the kick plate of each stair.
Yeah.
A different color as if you are ascending a rainbow.
Oh my
bright
God.
Versions of those colors. Bright ass versions of those colors.
Right.
She would have half the house in this dark and gloomy color palette, the other half in bright, vibrant colors and, you know, murals on the wall of forest settings and stuff. It's like she has both those dark and light things in her. And I guess my light is represented by Star Wars and comic books. Her light is represented by like a Lisa Frank folder. I mean, seriously. And it's so funny. She has both of that. She would have the Trapper Keeper binder with one Lisa Frank folder, and then the next folder would be like a Ouija board folder. That would be her.
That's awesome.
So that'd be the girl that you'd be like, back in like high school when you'd have those things. You'd be like, I don't know how I should feel, but I like it. It's that kind of a thing. Which is one of the
I can get behind that. That's great.
One of the things I've always loved about her is that she has kind of that both the darkness and the light, and she finds the balance between them. I think she found even a fabric one time that had it had skulls on it, but it had like rainbow smoke going around the skulls. And she's like, this is the perfect fabric to make stuff for you and me. It's got your skulls and it's got my rainbows. And I'm like, yes, it totally is. That's perfect for us.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. So we look forward to Halloween every year because we add to our collection of various skull things. This year, we were lucky enough to find a skull that is it's a life-size skull, but it actually has etched into it a Ouija board.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, it's awesome.
That's dope. And okay.
It sits on our coffee table in our living room with a little Halloween decoration setup that the wife set up that has a jet black candy jar that looks like a gumball machine.
Nice.
A couple of candle things that we've had forever, that one looks like a pumpkin, the other looks like a ghost, that she added to it because, again, part of our aesthetic that we've had forever. And finally, she bought herself a Halloween tree. Very much like a Christmas tree. But it's black and orange.
It's black and orange, and you hang ornaments off it like Halloween ornaments?
She got a string of lights that are skull lights.
Oh my god!
That are battery powered, just a little short string of battery powered skull lights. She got a bow that's covered in like multicolored skulls. I think they might be sugar skulls that she tied to the top as kind of the tree topper. And then she found some bells that were black and dark purple bells that she hung from it.
That's awesome.
Yes, I will take a picture of this. There may be more added to it by the time I get the picture on and up. Because again, if people don't know that are listening, we do record two episodes at a time. So this one will be coming out eight days after we record it. So there may be more added to it, but I will post pictures.
Yeah.
when this is released to our Facebook page, another place that you can find us and like us on Facebook and follow us. She's built this kind of thing for it. And again, we just, every year we look forward to the Halloween decorations because we just are gathering more things that are a part of the visual aesthetic that we already have for our house. So it's something we look forward to. And this year I found a special gem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last episode we talked about my shopping habits and the fact that I usually spend tons of time researching things before I buy them, before I shop for them. I very rarely have impulse buys.
Right.
Again, the what was the one thing that recently that I bought that was impulse? Do you remember?
Oh my.
We talked about it last podcast.
It's a
clothing item?
Yeah. Well, were they? Okay, so hold on. Well, the Crocs were an impulse buy, weren't they?
Yes, they were. I just wanted to get you to say the word Crocs again.
God, I hate you so much.
I know. And of course, what did I have to
do? I'm also willing to share some of the decorations that I got as well as soon as you're done with this part.
Okay. I'll finish with this part. We may have you share your decorations after the break, if that's okay with you.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Because I have a little bit of a lead into this story.
Yeah, go for it.
Part of my we've talked a little bit here on the podcast, whatever, show, like your swimmy special, James. It's just a podcast. We've talked a little bit on the podcast here that I've been on kind of a bit of a weight loss journey. I've been trying to be healthy. And part of that is I eat the same breakfast every single day. And I've discussed my breakfast. I have my waffles, right?
Yes.
I have my liquid egg product because it's not really eggs because it's made of egg whites. So it is eggs, but it's not using eggs because it's healthier. And then my final item that I have, of course, my turkey spam, because I got to have my spam every day. Spam is important to me. You hear that, spam? Hormel? Are you paying attention? Anyway, spam is important to me. And I've been searching for a long time for an upgrade to my 15-year-old waffle maker. And I just have one of those inexpensive, it makes two waffles, you know, like 10 to 15 bucks at your Walmart or Target or wherever you buy your appliances, just the inexpensive basic waffle maker. And again, it just makes two squares at a time, but that's all I've had, and it's worked very well. And in the past, I've attempted to buy other waffle makers, and I have returned every single other one that I have bought because none of them have worked right for me. None of them have given me the quality of waffle that this one consistently puts out. It makes a damn good waffle. And I don't need a bigger one per se. I was just looking for something that maybe made a better waffle than this one and worried that one day this thing would quit on me and I'd be without having waffles and I would be sad that morning. And a sad James is a James that doesn't even want to wear his Crocs for the day.
Oh man, that's terrible.
So
say it ain't so.
I can't. anyway, sorry. When you said that, it flashed into my mind. Come to your house and play Rock Band. Over and over again. Oh. And this, the Weezer song, Say It Ain't So, yeah. Which was a very popular song. And then immediately the lyrics that I used to add on to that, or I used to change them to, it came into
my
mind.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I won't, because you know what they are. But that immediately came into my mind. That's why I had a moment. Oh, damn. Because I immediately just wanted to say those lyrics. And I can't do that on here. I totally can't say that on here. That's not right. And we were drunk a lot of those nights. So, that doesn't excuse it, though. I said it when I was completely sober as well. But anyway, I've searched long and for, you know, done much research to find a waffle maker that would make me happy. And I can say I found one. in the Halloween stuff, I found a waffle maker.
Oh, really?
And I did. I found me a waffle maker. I think it's almost a perfect waffle maker. And I've made waffles with it. And in fact, sir, I just sent you a picture of my waffles that I made with. It's a small waffle maker. It makes mini waffles.
Okay, take a look right now.
One side looks like waffle, but the other side doesn't look like waffle.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, that's cool.
The other side looks like a skull.
Yes.
I found a skull. Actually, I cannot take credit for this. My wife found a skull waffle maker. So one side of the mini waffle looks like regular waffle. That's the side you don't see in the picture.
That's dope.
The other side looks like a skull embossed in, you know, as part of the waffle. They are amazing. I have a skull waffle maker. I almost bought the Millennium Falcon one. Saw that. And I've been on, you know, I've seen the Yoda one. I've seen the Darth Vader one. And I've thought about buying those. But this one was only $10 for a skull waffle maker. I jumped on that and it makes nearly perfect waffles. It's amazing. By the way, you also like my new plates?
Oh, hold on. I wasn't paying attention to the plates. Hold on one second. Is that a plate? I thought that was the pan.
No, that is a plate. That is a plate that was the dinner plate bowls. That was what, a couple episodes ago.
Is that what they are?
That's not the dinner plate bowl.
Oh.
For people who are listening and don't know what I'm talking about with a dinner plate bowl, go on YouTube and check out our archive. We have an entire podcast where I talk about the dinner plate bowl revolution. Well, it didn't just revolutionize me with the dinner plate bowl. It made us buy a whole new set of dishes. These are a round set of dishes that actually kind of match better with the dinner plate bowls and give us that same aesthetic. They're round. They have a little bit of a lip on them, and they're very, very heavy. They're like a stoneware style.
Ooh.
Set. Really, really nice set. But we were inspired to buy them after having our dinner plate bowls and realizing how much we prefer to eat food on round surfaces. Don't know why. It's just the way it works. So, this is a picture that I will also post to the Facebook page, the one I just sent you. But I have my new waffle maker to make my day. It will get daily use. It's smaller, so it fits better on the limited counter space that we have. But I get to have skull waffles, man.
Nice.
That's just awesome. So thank you for Halloween decorations, giving James his skull waffle.
That is actually pretty cool. I really like that.
Yeah, the only way to make it better would have been like, again, something Star Warsy. But even the Star Warsy stuff, this is better. This is so much better.
Oh yes.
Anyway, we're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, Mike is going to talk about the Halloween decorations that he has most recently acquired, right?
Yes. Yeah, we just did a little bit of shopping, and I will talk about those.
And I know that I know that his wife, especially, very much like mine, big on decorating for Halloween. It's kind of her thing.
Yeah.
It's the lurking serial killer inside. Anyway. Throwback. I love it. We'll be back in just a moment.
All right.
Hey, friends, this is Mike from the Xennial Chronicles reminding you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Zenchron, spelled Xenchron, to keep up to date on all things TXC. And please check out our official website, thezennialchronicles.com, or if that's too much to type, zenchron.com. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
And we're back, everybody.
Hey.
So again, we're having our discussion of Halloween-y stuff. And I already shared some of the things that we got, which, again, amazing. I mean, I didn't share all of them because too much to list of the various things. We spend a ton of money this time of year. I will add that we also we also do buy some Christmas decorations, and this year, because James is working, there's me in the third person again, because I'm working and I'm making a little more money, I can finally let my wife live her dream of getting, this is one of the few suburban housewife dreams that she has. There's very few of them, but this is definitely one of them. She wants inflatable crap to go in the front yard for Christmas. We've agreed that for every two inflatable things that she chooses, I get a Star Wars one.
Okay.
So we'll have a balance of normal Christmas stuff and Star Wars Christmassy stuff. Unless she decides on getting Grinch stuff, like traditional Grinch, like the original, animated Grinch. The original, not the newer one. The original. We'll be clear.
Yeah.
If it's original animated Grinch stuff, then I will I give those free pass completely because I freaking love the original Grinch. So she can get as much of that stuff as she wants to. But if she's gonna get any like normal stuff, she needs to throw some Star Wars in there because, you know.
Fair. Fair.
And they do a lot of inflatable Star Wars Christmassy stuff. We don't have a very large front yard, but I'm guessing that it's going to be, I mean, we're already going to be covering it in a bunch of stuff for Halloween. I think she's going to get at least one Halloween inflatable. That one I'm not worried about Star Wars. But for Christmas, I can see her covering almost the entire front yard with inflatable, which is fine, whatever. We won't be the only one in the neighborhood. It's one of those neighborhoods that do that. So, but Halloween is the is what we should be focusing on now. So what have you and your wife found for Halloween? What new stuff have you guys gotten for decorations?
Well, let's see. This last weekend, we have been slowly collecting decorations like for a number of years. But one of the things that we have been doing is we've been kind of building our own little stuff using, like building our own decorations using stuff that's kind of a bit unconventional. Like one of the things that we had built a few times. I think you've seen it. I think I Facebooked it. So I think you've seen the picture. It's like it's like little ghosts that are surrounded in a circle around a fire. We were using it on our tree when it was up, and then our tree got cut down, and then we put it around the tree stump.
Yeah.
But there are other things that we have been trying to build around that. The new one is we picked up a couple of, like, we were looking for cauldrons for such a long time. But we're going to be doing stuff with our front walkway, but the yard decoration will be about that. But now we're building around that. So we've got the ghosts, they're going to go around a cauldron, and we're going to see if we can't build one of those types of cauldrons that's like, we want to throw a fan and like have a faux fire in it, but we want the fire to be color change LEDs.
Oh, nice.
And we're also going to throw like one of those flat fans that sits down and then blows up towards like a piece of fabric. And then inside of there, we will also have a color change LED that will change the flame to different colors inside and of it.
Mm-hmm. So you're definitely one of those houses. You really like having the you like the decorations, but you like having the kids come and trick or treat at your house as well.
No, we want to make that happen, but we want to make no contact trick or treating a thing. We tried to do it last year, and nobody even showed up last year. Obviously, trick or treating was real scarce. We didn't even have anybody show up at the house, so who knows?
Like, this year we had people because we're one of those neighborhoods that they truck people into because it's a fairly nice neighborhood.
Oh yeah, and I get you.
It's the homes are compared to a place that we live really close to, we're a nicer neighborhood. So they come, you know, they come a couple miles south on the freeway to come to us because that neighborhood doesn't even have sidewalks, and you're just as likely to knock on the door of a meth lab as you are to knock on the door of actual human beings.
Fair.
So fair. There's not really many meth labs in our neighborhood, so we're lucky on that.
Oh, good. Always nice. Like the fewer meth labs, the better.
Yes, meth labs are not helpful. We get fairly good foot traffic, and it's mainly from a lot of people from outside the neighborhood in the area. So we did get some foot traffic last year. We expect to get some this year. We will be what we try to do for the sake of the dogs. I'm sure you do something similar. We try to position ourselves outside of the house, and so that we don't have the door knocking and the doorbell.
Yeah.
We sit on the front porch or sit on the in the driveway and handle it that way.
For the most part, we kind of stay inside, but we kind of decorate the way that the house is laid out. We decorate it so that we don't necessarily have this time. We're going to decorate it so we don't necessarily have to open the front door. So our porch area it's nice because our porch area is covered, which means that we can do a lot with like effects. So we picked up a fog machine and low-lying fog. So we're going to have low-lying fog like permeating off the top of the porch, right?
Nice.
And we have a little, we have our little walkway that we've been working with our gardening and stuff that my wife has been doing gardening. But this is the time, like outside Halloween decorations, man, that is her time. She is all about it. And we have been slowly building on what we have. We have, you know, and it's weird. It's are you familiar with the term spoopy? Do you know what spoopy is versus spooky?
I'm not familiar with the term, but okay. I'm going to guess that it's kind of funny, scary.
Funny, scary, cute, scary, right?
Yeah.
So spoopy and spooky are related and not. It's cute, scary, right?
Yeah.
So we have a mix between spoopy and spooky, right?
Okay.
So like in one instance, we always go every year, we go to the Dollar Tree and we pick up the styrofoam gravestones because they're painted pretty decent. Like they're painted well. We take those styrofoam gravestones and we line the gardening of our side of our walkway with them. And then we get some small like solar lights so that they're dimly lit because the cheap solar lights are really good. They're terrible at lighting a walkway, but they're really good at dim lighting. And they're solar, so they don't eat up any power. So we run the solar lights up the walkway next to the gravestones and throw like these cutesy little skulls in the area. But then we've also got like, what's up?
I will comment that you have, you do have one of those walkways that is perfectly set up to do that kind of stuff.
Oh yes,
because it's not too long, but it's also not too short. There's just, I know it sounds weird, but there's just enough space to get a fairly good decoration going, but for it not to be an overdone, boring because of how long it is. It's just the right kind of space. To
yeah,
do something
it's
like
the
that.
Perfect size for that, isn't it? Like you can create the perfect little walkway, but we've also got like plenty of room in the yard to do like
big yard.
It's a big yard, and we did a small cemetery on the yard area itself, and then in front of the cemeteries we have the ghost with the cauldron is what we're planning. Yeah. One of the things that we did, we picked up, God, 3 or 4 years ago, and it still works, and I'm so happy with it. Like we went to Walmart and we spent like $100 on a window projector. But this
I love those things.
Oh, they're great. And again, a combination between spoopy and spooky, but here's the cool part. You can actually upload your own custom like MP4 files, video files on a flash drive, and it'll play them on the projector, and it'll play them in reverse in the window. So we always open up that window, we pull the blinds up, and we put a shower curtain where the we put like a white shower curtain where the curtain would be every year, and we turn our window, like our bedroom window, is a projector.
Okay.
And we throw, like, you can throw whatever random stuff in there, and the projector is Bluetooth compatible too. So there's a window to the master bathroom that's right there that just opens up and heads towards the front of the house. So we keep the master bathroom window open, but we keep the lights off in there, and then we run the projector and we keep the room dark. And it Bluetooths audio out to the outside of the house. And so it's running audio that corresponds with the video that's running through the window projector in the bedroom at the same time. It's really cool. Like, I have a blast with that.
I just had an idea for you to fill up some of that negative space on the, like, if you're standing looking at your house, facing your house, the left side of your yard, negative space over there on the other side of where the tree was.
Yeah.
I just had an idea. You're talking about them solar lights.
Yeah.
Get a few of those solar lights in the ground, and really cheap idea, do some trash bags that look like, fill them up to make them look like they're wrapped around bodies. And have like two or three of those kind of piled together with a couple of the solar lights, just giving it just enough light that they can see the black shapes. Cheap to do,
yes.
Easy to set up, and it would just give that eeriness of there's these black body shapes there, and then during the daytime people could see them, but at nighttime it would just give it that little bit of eeriness.
There's trash bags.
There is so much, you know, the negative space I'm kind of talking about on that area of the yard.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That'd be a perfect thing to just kind of set in the middle of that, and would fill up some of that space without you having to do too much filling up that space.
Yes.
And it would be kind of neat. Almost like you're just piling them there, waiting to toss them in the back of a truck or something.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. So The next thing that we're going to do, oh gosh, I might actually take, I have a car that's been broken down for a number of time, and I actually checked it. I bought a new battery for it, and I checked the engine, and it runs. And so I'm going to move it, actually. I can move it into that negative space and, dude, decorate the car. Like, put like, you know, stick a Wolfman in it or something in the driver's seat. Like, that kind of stuff.
Move it there, and then, yeah, have some kind of connection with the body bags to that.
Oh! Especially
that
one.
That car, are you going to put it up on, are you going to put it like on the street, or are you going to actually drive it?
No, it's going to be on the yard, like in the negative space. Oh, it could be unloading. Oh my God, it could be unloading. Yes. You have grave workers working in the truck. Oh,
yes.
Dude, that's badass. Oh, that's such a good idea.
Like, especially with that vehicle, because that's a beat up. I mean, that's old reliable there, and you want to use it honorably in the thing, because that you've had that thing for freaking ever.
Oh yeah, and you can, and it's got that perfectly broken down, like old Datsun kind of look to it.
Yes,
that works, dude. That works. I like that a lot. Oh, dude, that's great.
I want pictures of this.
Yes, yes.
When I'm in the area, picking up my pizza right before I pick up my pizza every Friday or Saturday night, depending on what nights it ends up being. Right near Halloween, I'll just do a drive by on your house and, you know, look lovingly in your bedroom window like
so, yes, you know. Perfect. Yeah, then you can let me know how it looks from there, you know.
By the way, the truth of that is I did actually recently do a drive by of his house, driving by, because since you've moved there, my wife has never been there, so she didn't know exactly where your house was. She just knew what town it was in. So I was like, well, we have to kind of go this direction anyway, because we were at a store that is in the old part of town, and we had to get to the new part of town to get to the pizza place. So I'm like, well, I could just go this way and show you where Mike's house is. She's like, okay, sure. And so I was like, it's that one there. She goes, yeah, I know. I see the truck in the driveway. I'm like, yep, exactly.
Yep. I have had that truck forever. That is a telltale sign.
Yep.
Yep.
That's where Mike is. That's where he's at.
There's character to that truck. I can't believe it still runs. Like, I can't get rid of it because it still runs.
It's like the cat that came back. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Exactly.
That's what that damn truck is.
Yep. Absolutely. But anyways, okay. So as far as the porch area, we've got really cool stuff. Like we do have a little end table, and we bought another black cauldron, a small black cauldron that's going to have the candy in it. Underneath it, it's going to be, so we have a little end table that we've had, like little, you know, end tables, cheap ones from Walmart that are made of that, like, not even particle board. They just feel like they're just filled up paper. You know what I mean? And they've got that wood veneer on them. We'll grab one of those. We're going to cover it in a tablecloth. We're going to stick the fog machine underneath it, and it's going to have all the dense fog, you know, coming off the porch.
Nice.
And the cauldron is going to be filled with candy. Above that, our porch has, like, we have a standard porch light, but we found the most badass flame light, and it acts like a flickering flame from a lantern.
Nice.
And so you just turn it on, and it's a flickering flame rather than a regular, like, just LED.
You see, what's funny about that is, like, you bought that for, like, usage in your Halloween decorations.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, we bought it because we wanted to use it on the porch, but then we finally plugged it in after our old porch light died. And we're like, you know what? Let's see how this works.
I would use that, like, throughout my house.
Mm-hmm.
I would put those lights everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of expensive, totally, but they're badass. And it's actually really bright, but it's the perfect amount of bright. Like, it's the color is killer, and it's got this wonderful flickery effect. It looks very realistic. The cool thing about that light, though, is the one that I have. I'm going to have to take a picture of the box because I still got the box. I'll send it to you. It's a light that has a gyro in it that knows whether or not it's upside down or right side up. So regardless of what kind of light you have, if you have it in a hanging light, like a ceiling fan, like a ceiling fan, it knows where the bottom is.
Nice.
It always acts like a flame shooting upward regardless of its orientation.
Nice.
Yeah, so we have that in our we have that on our porch. We've had a wraith that we've been hanging, and it always gets knocked over in the wind. We're going to hang it in the corner of the porch area, so it's going to be lit by the flickering light. And we also got a full-size movable skeleton with our it's an articulating skeleton, so we could take it. We said we have a front porch, we're going to set it on the front porch. But we also got, this is one of my favorite things we got. We went out shopping yesterday and we picked up two badass things. So first, we have a heavyweight plastic gravestone that we got. This is one that we've got a few years ago. And it's great. It's got this, it's very Little Shop of Horrors-esque, right?
Okay.
So it's very Little Shop of Horrors-esque. It has a, it's a gravestone that's got, it looks like it's got, oh my gosh, what's the plant's name? I can't remember the plant's name.
Isn't it Audrey?
Is it Audrey? I can't remember. But so it's got the talk. It looks like the talking, like giant Venus flytrap type plant.
Yeah.
Right on the front of it, and it's great. It's got a name that's not associated to anything. You know, it's just a generic gravestone. But it's a little bit more ornate than the little tiny styrofoam ones. But we picked up another styrofoam gravestone yesterday. We picked up a full-size Beetlejuice gravestone.
Oh, nice.
That one's styrofoam, but it's got like the nice long stakes, and it'll stick where you put it. We're going to start building a more ornate graveyard in the front yard using those two gravestones as major pieces. And there was also one that I want to pick up that I've seen, but it's actual like a straight up, like the thing sits like 3 feet high. It's a Judith Myers gravestone. That I would like to see in our graveyard. So we're going to start collecting more gravestones, like more innate stuff, and then have the little gravestones around it kind of a thing. And really,
I mean, the only thing I'm going to say is just keep in mind the idea that this doesn't just have to be your decorations for Halloween. You could leave these year long.
But here's the coolest part that we got. This is what I am the most excited about. We picked up a Halloween wreath this year. And there were a few of them. There was a straight up Beetlejuice themed Halloween wreath that we wanted, that we were looking
at. What's so big about the Halloween wreath you picked up that makes you so excited about it?
It's just so damn cool. This is one of those ones that you could very well keep up all year round. I'll describe it for you. So consider the shape of a Christmas wreath. You have the ring around. Right?
Yeah.
Except this doesn't say anything except for it says welcome in the middle. It's a painted welcome sign in the middle. Okay. And the wreath, instead of being green, it looks like black twigs. They've got a little bit of glitter on them. Mm-hmm. And black and red roses in an ornate pattern on the outside. And then in the top is a small skull. And it is very well put together. It's a gorgeous wreath. I would love to keep it around a little bit longer than Halloween. This is one of those ones that's like cool.
I would say there's nothing about that specifically says Halloween other than it has a bit of a spooky look to it.
It's just got a spooky look though. It can, that's the thing. It's generic. It doesn't say Happy Halloween or anything like that. It just says welcome on it.
With the skull and the flowers and stuff, that to me that would be something that would be a year round wreath for us. We have the capability for Christmas wreaths and stuff on our door.
Yeah.
And sometimes we trade out for the Christmas wreaths that we have. But year long sitting on our door is a welcome sign that the words or the letters for welcome are potion bottles.
Oh, so that's cool.
It's totally Halloween themed, but it's been up all year and it will stay up all year because it's still that's kind of who we are.
Yeah,
We're a bit spoopy.
A bit spoopy. Yeah, I like it. Spoopy. Oh, we also picked up a couple of other things. One of the, we always go to like Target for like the cheesy, spoopy looking stuff.
Yeah.
But one of the ones that I picked up, one of the ones we picked up yesterday while we were out at Target, we picked up a skull shaped plasma ball.
Oh.
It's a little cheapo plastic-based deal, yes. And it honestly, what it is, it's actually just a glass plasma ball with like a skull attachment on the front of it, but it is skull-shaped, right? It's like it's pretty cool. It's like, but it is a plasma ball with a skull shape, which I really like. And it didn't cost very much either, but I honestly, personally thought it was very worth it, for what it was. It's not exactly the same. I'll send you a picture of that one too.
I want a picture of that one because that just the fact that it's skull shaped interests me. By the way, the Target store is also where I got my wonderful waffle iron.
You got the waffle iron at All right, that's Target. It. Cash is going to. Okay, we're going to get the waffle
they have target. They also have a spider web one.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I think there's one other one that they had. But I'm not...
We didn't see the skull waffle iron. Unless she saw it and didn't
surprised.
Tell
me. I am not surprised at all that for her, this is a big holiday for your wife, because, again, her some of her previous activities she was involved in regards to going to places and trying to see if things were at those places that...
Yes.
At those places.
Sorry, we apologize for the crypticness, but yeah.
There's crypticness for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm protecting things.
Yes. Understood.
But there's, to me, it's one of those things that I feel like if you are people that like that aesthetic, if you like skulls and skeletons and bats and just, this is, you know, back in the day when we were in high school, back when we were kids and you had people that were into, you know, you had those friends that were into Halloween heavy when Halloween came around. And it was the imagery and the iconography that was associated with Halloween. And these are the people that, you know, when the craft came out, watched it religiously. And they it's sad because you don't often get the ability to express yourself that way throughout the rest of the year. So you really have to wait for this very short 2-month period of the year from the beginning of September till Halloween, maybe the day after, because they clear out all the old Halloween stuff pretty damn quick.
Yeah,
it's you only get that time of year to really find those things that are the expression of yourself. Otherwise, when you try to find things, this is from my experience. I mean, I love anything with skulls. Let me rephrase. I like things with skulls as long as they haven't co-opted the skull into like skulls and iron cross. I kind of stay away from because of the various uses.
Probably a good idea. Yeah.
I stay away from anything. I used to love getting things with the Punisher logo, because the Punisher logo was skulls, but that's been co-opted to have political meaning. So now I can't even deal with any Punisher stuff, because I'm worried about the co-opting of that logo for things. I mean, yeah. I just liked when he was a damn comic book character that was a little bit morally gray on things. Now it's something entirely different. That's
conversation
for another day.
Well, yeah, but, for sure.
But I also tend to not get skull things that have any kind of biker association, because it's not appropriate for me to have biker stuff. I'm not a biker. I've never been a biker.
I'm with you on that one.
And I mean, if I was to get any kind of bike, it would probably be one of those goofy three-wheeled ones that, you know, middle-aged, men ride, because they can't ride a real motorcycle. And guess what? I'm a middle-aged man that can't ride a real motorcycle. So that's what I'd be riding. it's never been my thing. I prefer to be in a vehicle that has a roof. That's a personal preference of mine, which is why I don't really like convertibles, because, again, I want a roof. That's just a personal thing. But I like skulls, and I like finding things with skulls. I get a little irritated when a lot of times the only skull offerings are skull and crossbones, because to me, that's just pirate. That's nothing else. But like sometimes right. That's my only...
The Jolly Roger?
Skull and crossbones are sometimes my only options, because nobody has anything other than crossbones. One band back in the early 90s, they did kind of a little bit of a riff on the skull and crossbones, making it into like a little logo for a box set that they sold. It's basically the shape of a skull and crossbones, but they made it into something else. It was a little scary, it's still just kind of a little picture of a guy. If you get that reference, hopefully you do, Mike. I don't know if anybody else will. But that's the thing is, I love finding things with skulls, and it's so hard for the rest of the year. And then you get flooded with it during this time. And so this is the time of year that I look for home decor. This is the time of year I look for, if I'm wanting to get any kind of like, collectibles that are not Star Wars or Marvel or, you know, whatever other, you know, geeky thing I'm into. If I want something that's more that other half of me, that dark half of me, this is the only time of year to get that to happen. This is the only time of year I can easily indulge in that, because the rest of the year it's like you just can't find the stuff. It just isn't around. Yeah. And so it's like almost a mini Christmas before Christmas. if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's kind of like, I know a lot of people that aren't really necessarily into Christmas or Christmas decorating or that kind of stuff that are super into Halloween.
I think it speaks to people that do have that kind of, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. I'm not referring to the love of darker things in a bad way. I'm not personally equating dark with evil, but it's more of the darker, more macabre things in life that some people are a little more drawn to. It doesn't make them evil, doesn't make them bad, just makes it so that, again, we can't all be like my wife, who likes both skulls and rainbows. Some people like rainbows, some people like skulls. There are some that like both, don't get me wrong, but typically you're not going to like both. Typically people like one or the other. And so that's the thing, is having that capability. And you know, again, this is the time of year you see those. You see the skulls, you see the bats, you see the owls too. Owls a big thing, which makes sense. I know somebody who's a huge fan of owls, and again, looks forward to this time of year to see what kind of owl things come up. They literally get owls for everything.
Yeah,
most of their Christmas ornaments are owls. I'm not even joking, because they love owls that much.
Wow.
So it's just, you know, it's one of those things that this gives us our time of year to have these fun little things. So think about that when you see all the Halloween displays, just like those people that go nuts over having every Christmas thing humanly possible. There are people who have that same love for Halloween. I want to end this on one final thing that we were able to pick up through our Halloween search. And I thought you would really love this. And if I ever see another one, I will snag one for you if you want.
Okay.
I did find it at we did find it at the Big Lots store. Shout out to them. Down in the Rockland Roseville area, right there off of Highway 65.
I am very familiar with that area, of course.
Yes, you know the Big Lots store I'm talking about. I'm sure you drove past it many times in your life.
Yep. I think we went there looking for certain Halloween decorations this year too. More times specific ones,
you want to count. So anyway. we've had for many years a Santa Claus that comes out at Christmas, a pair of cubes that have numbers on them, like dice, but not really.
Okay.
They have repeating numbers on some of them. And the purpose of this is to count down the days to Christmas.
Oh, that's fun.
And you put it up after Thanksgiving and you count down how many days left till Christmas. And it's like it's like the same
idea as an advent calendar, but not
very, very similar to it's this wooden Santa. He's got a little cubby underneath where these cubes go. And you count down the days.
Cute.
But it only works for that. Well, in the Halloween stuff, my wife found
a
setup that's a calendar setup, not countdown to Halloween, but it actually has four rectangular shaped kind of, okay, you remember the old blocks back when we were in school that were used to count in tens? So you had the little tiny blocks that were the ones, and then you had a long one that 10 of them attached together that was the tens.
Oh man.
And then you had the square one that was 10 tens together that was 100.
Oh god, I don't think I've actually seen those, probably aside from like kindergarten or first grade.
Yeah, way back
oh my gosh, that's way back.
So the only thing I can really reference it to is the long stick one that was the tens. Mm-hmm. You know, 10 of the singles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what there are three of those in this container. And so there's four sides that stuff can be written on. It's got all four or all 12 months written on these three longer sticks.
Whoa. It's like like the abacus type idea, calendar, except with a calendar.
Exactly.
Whoa.
And then it's got the two cubes that give you all the combinations of numbers that you need to be able to count up to 31.
That's cool.
There's 12, basically there's 12 possible numbers that you would need to be able to count up to 31.
Mm-hmm.
There's 12 possible numbers on the two dice faces, the two cube faces,
because mm-hmm.
there's six faces on each cube. So there's 12 possible numbers that you could do. If you do the right number combination, you have enough to count all the way up to 31. So
Wow.
It's a full calendar for you to count the specific days. And of course the two cubes fit perfectly on top of the three sticks that operate the months. So the days are on top, the months are below it.
Whoa.
Which makes sense actually, because we're the only country in the world, I believe, or one of maybe three countries in the world that write the date the way that we do, where we do month, day, year. Almost every other country that deals with it, they write day, month, year. And the reason they do that is they go from small to big to biggest, which actually makes proper sense.
Oh, yeah.
But just like the fact that we still need to use the imperial system to measure crap instead of going to the metric system, which would make so much more sense and is so much easier math.
Yep.
You know, 3 meters. How many centimeters is that? Let me think. 3 feet. Okay, 12 times 3. I mean, seriously, people, let's be smarter. Let's use a system that breaks down so much easier, just like those little blocks that we learned in school. Wouldn't it be so much better to be able to use that same system? No, we're not going to do that. We're also the ones that, like, let's make our coins. Let's make a penny. Okay, let's make 5 cents. Why? Let's make 10 cents. Okay, I get it. You're building things up. And let's just throw 25 in there. Why the fuck would you do that? Because we want to. That's so stupid. Yeah. And then we'll just make so many things quarter because we have to use that coin. So it's like, anyway, moving on.
Let's think about that. What was it? I saw a meme that keeps resurfacing, and I think it's hilarious. And it's a meme of a news report that said a sinkhole roughly the size of 6 to 7 washing machines opened up near the highway. And the first comment on is, Americans will use literally everything but the metric system to measure shit.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll compare it to anything we possibly can so we don't have to use that damn metric system.
Yeah.
But anyway, this already sounds cool enough. But keep in mind, it was found in the Halloween decorations. So is a little bit of a Halloween-y element to it.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure how it fits.
To it, but it's themed around it somewhat. Or at least it was put in that themed area.
It was. And and like the other one, there is kind of solid wood structure that these things go into.
Mm-hmm.
And this specific wood structure, it's black.
Uh-huh.
It is an animal, and these things fit kind of in a cubby on the what would be the back of this animal.
Okay.
Well, what's interesting is what the animal is, and my wife saw it, absolutely loved it, and her connotation for it, she said, this is perfect for our households, especially for you. Again, I'm not sure exactly how it fits into Halloween decorations, but there it was. The animal, it's a pig.
What the fuck?
It's a black pig.
How in the Halloween interesting. Decorations.
But my wife's take on it was, look, it's a calendar made of bacon. And I was just like, you know.
That's fantastic.
Skulls and rainbows in a calendar made of bacon. I love you.
I was gonna say that sounds like the James I know.
Yeah, that sounds.
That's
about
that's
right.
that's the couple I know, man.
Yep,
that for sounds sure. About that's right. Perfect.
So, anyway, hopefully you guys got some about possible Halloween decorations. We are demanding, and you're listening, that Mike post pictures of his Halloween decorations that him and his wife do at the house, because it sounds like it's going to be amazing. We want to see this.
Yeah, we want to. I definitely want to see it come together, especially your recommendation. I am telling my wife immediately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As soon as we are done here, I am leaving the room and telling her immediately.
You got to make sure there's a shovel there, too.
Shovel. Oh, yeah. Yes. Shovel 100%. No, this is going to be fantastic.
But I hope also that maybe there's some of you listening that you are that same type of person. You wait for the Halloween decorations because you want skulls and bats and snakes and skeletons and all the things that other people think are creepy. You want to decorate your life that way. You want to have those things in your life because guess what? Doesn't mean you're bad. It just means that you like what you like.
Yeah.
So Mike, where could people be listening to us?
Well, you could be listening to us on our website, thezennialchronicles.com or zenchron.com, X-E-N-C-H-R-O-N. If you don't want to, you know, type that much, you can get it to us there. Also, yeah,
who is the idiot that did the whole thezennialchronicles.com?
I don't know.
That's a long ass name.
Dude, we need to fire that guy. I have no idea who the hell that was.
I don't know if we can fire him. I think he's got tenure.
Ah, damn it. Okay.
Either that or he owns too many shares in the company. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out that on the back end. We'll see if we can vote him out or something. Jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we can you can also, if you don't want to go to the website, you can listen to us on most major podcast platforms. Just search the Zenial Chronicles. You should be able to find us. Also, speaking of searching the Zenial Chronicles, go to YouTube. Go search the Zenial Chronicles there. We need subscribers. And we
we mentioned this already today.
Huh?
I feel like we already talked about
people something. Yeah, something YouTube. Seems oddly familiar. I don't know what's going on with that.
Sorry for interrupting you. I broke your flow.
Dang it. Okay. Anyway, go to YouTube. Search for the Zenial Chronicles there as well. If you haven't already, we have a YouTube page. You guys need to go check out our videos there. Our entire archive of all of our podcasts are in video format on our YouTube page. And if you're listening to this podcast on YouTube, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit the subscribe button as well, because we need subs. And make sure you, well, actually, there's one. Man, I'm drawing a blank. There's one more thing. I can't remember it. James, do you remember what it is?
Of course I remember what it is. I have memory like an elephant. I also have something else that's like an elephant. My prodigious gut.
Dirty boy. I was not.
It's not prehensile. Anyway, my nose. I can't
prehensile make, I can't gut.
Move. I can't move my nose whenever I want to. What you want to do when you're on that YouTube page is you want to click the bell.
Yeah.
And you want to do that because if you don't, hey, I'm sorry. I broke into your thing.
No. So please continue. No, so this sorry. Is all you.
Okay. If you don't do that, then I'll keep breaking into whatever Mike is saying and not be able to tell you that you won't get notified whenever we're having these podcasts coming up if you're not clicking on that bell. That's to be notified.
Yes, absolutely. So next time when we don't have a podcast, even if we have I'm going to put a video up, or James will put a video up when we don't have a podcast that week. Sometimes, you know, we can't hit them all up every week, and you'll know why, and you'll know what happened. And you'll be able to see, because we'll put up our updates in video format on our YouTube page. So please make sure you do all of those things on our YouTube page.
And while you're there, make sure you also check out Mike's other two pages. He's got his music page, Ruling Note Music.
Yes.
He talks about all things music related, gear stuff, history of albums, you know, who his favorite jazz saxophonist is, stuff like that. Now you have to do an episode about jazz saxophonists.
Damn it.
Ha. And after you've looked at that and find that Mike knows nothing about saxophonists, you can also check out his other page that he does with his wife, who he's mentioned a lot in episode. It's Chronosode Games. This is him and his wife playing video games in chronological order of the story, not in order of when they are released. They do voiceover work. They have a Twitch. Is it a Twitch?
This we have a Twitch channel, asking, yes.
This old man asking a Twitch channel, which I don't know. That seems like a horrible name to make fun of epileptics. I'm not sure.
Oh my god, no.
But anyway,
it's not what it is.
Check them out on all of those things. Like, subscribe, click the bells for all of those so that you get notified when anything new comes out. Because, hey, we all want different content in our. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back again next week.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues next week.